The blurry image of Balak Rall appeared at one edge of the tiny screen, pointing a blaster toward the cam and shouting orders that were not quite audible over the din of the battle behind him.
Stang!
There was more alarm in Han's voice than anger, and Sava understood him well enough to realize that he was worried about the cam operator's safety.
I think we're about to lose our feed.
But even as Han spoke, another figure was moving into the frame, blocking Rall's firing angle.
This is Wadi Vod's production assistant, Shota, reporting live from a droid repair shop in Arari on the planet Ladu Sextus.
As Shota spoke, he turned to present his profile to the cam, revealing the heavy-boned face of a middle-aged Chev.
As you know, if you have been watching our live report...
A flurry of wildly inaccurate blaster bolts came flying over Shota and bounced out of sight. He cringed and ducked, but continued to speak.
As you know,
he repeated,
the mercenary Commander Balak Rall has killed Mahdi in an attempt to prevent us from reporting the Mandalorian massacre of Octusi slaves taking place right now a few dozen meters beyond that wall. But Mahdi Vat would not be silenced, and neither will we.
Shota frowned in the direction of his cam operator, then nodded. He stepped out of the image to reveal Rall, retreating up the stairs toward the cam and pouring fire down towards Sathias Sar. Sar was advancing calmly, his lightsaber blade barely moving as he deflected bolt after bolt into the stairwell walls. Behind the Chev Jedi Knight, Avinoa Morellis was disarming the half-dozen Mandalorian survivors he had already beaten into submission by force-slamming them into the walls and one another.
During our short time together,
Shota said from off-cam,
one of the things that Mahdi repeated to me many times is that it is a journalist's duty to report the story, not to interfere with it. I hope that just this once, you will forgive me for disobeying her.
As Shota spoke, a huge boot appeared in the image, then planted itself in Rall's back and sent him tumbling back down the stairs towards Sathias Sar. The Jedi used the Force to redirect the Mandalorian's fall, slamming him into the wall several times before bringing him to a stop within easy reach. It was impossible to hear what the young Jedi Knight said as he brought his lightsaber around toward Rall, but the Mandalorian's face went pale, and he let the blaster tumble from his hand without attempting to fire. Shota's heavy-browed face appeared again, this time with tears streaming down his lumpy cheeks.
Mahdi Vat died today so that the galaxy would know the truth about slavery, that it still flourishes on the edges of the Galactic Alliance, and that there are many powerful beings and corporations in the so-called civilized galaxy actively helping to preserve this immoral and illegal practice.
Shota paused to look down and gather his thoughts, then addressed the cam again.
Fortunately, her death was not in vain.
He stepped aside and waved his hand down the stairs to where Sathias and Avinoam were securing their prisoners.
Thanks to Mahdi Vat, the Jedi have heard the cries of the oppressed, and they have answered.